Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, so I had plans for Dave's World today. Then we changed the plans for Dave's World because loads of lads were texting in about them yokes that you see people looking into that look like telescopes, but they're something to do with surveying, right?
Mm.
Then none of the lads answered the phone when they said they would.
So too busy looking into little holes.
Okay, so here's what we learned during the discussion. It came out of Asher Luckett, I think it was.
That came out wrong.
A land surveyor is the guy who looks through the telescopy thingy. Mm. It's called a total station, was the first text that came in, right?
Total station.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Then other lads were saying it's called a theodolite. Theodolite, don't know. Measures distance and angles. Lads, I'm a land surveyor, says Alan. What Dermot is talking about is a level for recording levels. A total station records the position and levels. It works the other way around too. Can mark out where a new feature is supposed to be. So where you want to put something new, you can use that. And Owen is a civil engineer from Kilkenny. He says a total station is used for setting out coordinates and heights for concrete, etc. Nowadays, we use robotic ones that require only one person, and the total station follows you around. Here's the thing. You mentioned something, Dermot, and it got me thinking. I Googled how much a theodolite is.
Yeah.
And I Googled how much a total station is, right? So you can buy a theodolite from Amazon for €175.
So that's the thing I was using.
Just apparently so, yes.
Checking levels.
If you want to buy a robotic total station, the Leica Nova TS60 total station, have a guess at the price. €175 for a theodolite. Have a guess at the Leica Nova total station.
Well, I've got to go by my own projected maths. Whatever you think it is, it's 10 times more.
Okay.
So you would think that, okay, I'd probably pay $3,000 for one of those. I'd expect it to be $3,000. Multiplied by 10, $30,000, I'm going to say a real one costs.
You're not far off. €20,750 for the Leica Nova total station.
It's not worth it, lads. Stick to the theodolite. If I've said it once, I've said it a million times.
Now, to be fair, I've found ones on there that you can get. There's a Leica robotic total station that's €2,750, so it's 10 times cheaper. Oh,
very reasonable. Sure, they probably have them in the middle aisle of Lidl across the road.
Thank you, though, the lads, for texting all this stuff in on 087-4100-102. Unfortunately, we couldn't get anybody on the phone to actually explain what it was. But I want to explain something to you which absolutely blew my mind, my tiny mind. And that's the difference between a million and a billion. Right? Now, because you're laughing because you, like me, went, yes, a thousand, millions, a billion, or whatever. Let me give you some concrete examples to illustrate the difference between a million and a billion.
If
a million seconds is 11 days.
Yeah.
A billion seconds is 32 years. 32 years.
It's just math.
No, hang on. Like it's not. If I gave you €5,000 a day, in 6 months, you'd be a millionaire. Do you know when you'd be a billionaire? If I give you €5,000 every day, in 547 years, that's how long it would take you to be a billionaire. You can be a billionaire in 6 months. Half a century until you're a billionaire.
Well, you just said billionaire twice.
Millionaire the first time. If you wanted to carry £1 million in €100 notes.
Are you telling us the difference between a billion and a billion?
If you wanted to carry €1 million in €100 notes, you put it in a backpack. You walk out to your garden gate. A €1 billion in €100 notes is 10 pallets lifted by forklift. Lads, I couldn't get over it. It's so massive.
Yeah, you could say it's like 1,000 times the size of a million.
No, because 1,000 times 11 days isn't 32 years. Well, it is 32 years. But like, it's amazing to think that. You know, I need concrete examples. 1,000 means nothing. You don't have any concrete examples of 1,000. Like, €1 million. €1 million is a holiday.
Yeah.
11 days. €1 billion is a career. 32 years, do you know what I'm saying?
So does it give you bigger respect for billionaires? To amass that kind of money. Because people go, oh my God, I'd love to be a millionaire. But actually, a billionaire. And that's, well,
I suppose it depends how you became a billionaire. Like, I don't think you, like, I think you made some, you probably worked really hard to become a millionaire and then made some smart decisions and became a billionaire. Does that make sense?
Spoken like a true not billionaire.
Oh, you know, not millionaire, not anything, or maybe a couple of thousand there is where I'm
at. I think, isn't that what they say? Maybe the first million is the hardest.
That's an idea.
Piece of cake. That's the old Mickey O'Leary there. He'll share some insight.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.